Rob, thanks for joining us on Careers in Focus.
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
So, some people may feel that by seeing a coach, they've failed in some way. How would you respond to that?
I think that this is something that hopefully quite soon, but at some point in the future, will become a non-question. So you take somebody like who is working really hard, right? They're working too many hours and they don't see their family as much as they'd like to. They've probably developed a few unhealthy lifestyle habits like drinking or smoking, whatever. And they start to get stomach pains, right? A stomach ulcer or whatever. Go to the doctor, like diagnosed with a stomach ulcer. That person does not feel like they failed in any way. Like they're not made to feel that. And in fact, It can be almost a kind of badge of honor, like I've been working so hard that I got a stomach ulcer, right? So why somebody who, for example, gets depressed or just develops some kind of psychological challenge should be made to feel like they've failed because for something which probably happened through no fault of their own, I think it is at some point soon when attitudes evolve and prejudices kind of lift, it will be ridiculous to make that distinction.
So society needs to be educated about this then.
I think that's really important, yeah.
Okay. Do most companies or schools or colleges do enough to provide emotional support to their employees or their students?
Most organizations that I have had contact with, they don't pay enough attention to the emotional side. So technically, you go into a company, there's computers for everyone, the internet's all set up. There's some training about how to use that. There's tech support if you get in real trouble, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas the emotional side of things, which is very stressful for people, right? I mean, just dealing with relationships at work, dealing with a difficult colleague, dealing with your own kind of challenges on a day-to-day basis, I think is probably the main stress for the majority of people.
Mm-hmm.
To parallel the technical support that people get, you need emotionally intelligent managers who can create a basic, you know, kind of healthy and emotional workplace.
Right. What kind of person makes a good coach in your experience?
I think some people who are naturally just very emotionally intelligent don't make the best coaches because it's just too easy for them. They can't understand why other people struggle.
Uh-huh.
So I don't, you certainly need to be, I think, to be emotionally intelligent and to be aware of what it means to be emotionally intelligent. You don't necessarily have to be the most kind of skilled person at human relationships, because it's actually important to, so empathy, I think, is one of the key skills, basically. Mm-hmm. And in order to empathize, it kind of helps not to have been perfect yourself and to have had your own struggles, I think. So some experience, I think, of overcoming difficulties is important.
This has really been interesting. I think your work is so important. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Questions. Number 26. What is Rob's opinion about people with psychological challenges? Number 27. What is one thing Rob says about being an emotional support coach?
Your time is up. Stop writing and wait quietly until the answer sheets have been collected.